ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भुञ्जान प्रपिबन खादन बालकं स्नेहजंतित भुजयन पायन मूल न वेद आगतम अंतकम भुञ्जान by raising him very affectionately, by giving him all necessities of life. Munjana prapiban, all kinds of drinks, milk, fruit juice. Khadan, solid food. There are four kinds of foodstuff, something we chew, something we swallow, something we lick up, and something we drink. So everything was being supplied, balakam, to that small boy. Every mother, every father does so. It is very natural. Srihajantita, why do they do so? That is God's arrangement. If the father and mother hasn't got such affection, then the helpless child in the beginning, there is no other means of living. Even cats and dogs, even tigers, they also take care. So this is not very extraordinary thing, that human being has got affection. That affection is there even in tiger. So you are not very in that way advanced. That is natural. That kind of affection for this small child you'll find in cats and dogs and tigers, even snake. These things are not extraordinary things. They are very much proud. How I have to take care of my children? That is taken care by other animals also. Bhanjana prabhivana khadan balakam snehajansita bhujayan payayana mura. In spite of so much affection and taking care of the children, he is addressed here, Mura. You see? they are very much proud of being affectionate, but Shastra says, you are rascal. That's all. Mura. Bhojayan payana mura na veda agatam antakam. He could not understand that I am very busy in raising my child, but here backside there is death. Death is waiting to scramble me. So not only in these activities, in every activity, we are very busy with material activities, and we do not know that on my backside death is standing. He'll take everything what I have. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu sarva harascha aham. The death is also Krishna, he said. Aham. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. I am dead. You cannot see God. You are very much proud of your eyes. Now you see, I've come. I'll take away everything, whatever you got. Now you protect yourself and your property, your skyscraper, building, everything. Now you protect. So therefore, Mura. He does not know how to protect things, but he is creating things. That is called Mura. Just like I'm collecting lakhs and millions of money, but next moment there is standing somebody, he'll take a... So that I do not know, that one man is waiting, I am collecting. There was a caricature picture when India was struggling for independence. So the Gandhi's picture, Gandhi was fishing with the tackle, and Jinnah was standing behind with a knife and plate. That they let this rascal struggle for independence, and as soon as he gets, I'll take share and go away to Pakistan. Actually, he did so. He never went to jail, but he took the share and made Pakistan. So Gandhi, therefore, was not in favor of partition, but he had to do, accept it, because the Britishers are very intelligent, that let us divide it so that India may not become a strong power. So that is still it is going on, the animosity between Pakistan and Hindustan. It is British plan. That is quality. So similar plan is always there, that we are struggling for existence and accumulating so many things. Just like you have got this nice city, Chicago. Not only Chicago, there are many others in America. But the people are not thinking that how long I shall remain American and enjoy this. Maybe 50 years, 25 years, or at most 100 years, but everything will be taken, my American citizenship, my body, my wealth, everything will be taken by death. So what insurance I am doing for that purpose, that I will not be taken, I shall enjoy it. Therefore, Mura. There is reason why they are called Muras, rascals. They do not know their actual interest. Everyone, not only you, everyone, the whole material world, they do not know what is his actual interest. Everyone should be self-interested, that is very good. But the fools, rascals, do not know what is his actual self-interest. Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. Sarthagatim means the self-interest, sartha. Sa means own, and artha means interest. He does not know. Therefore he is mura. He does not know his self-interest. It is very good that you become self-interested. But if you do not know what is your self-interest, then you are a mura. So actually, that is the position of all living entities within this material world. Encased by maya, illusion, they have forgotten what is the self-interest. The self-interest is go back to home, back to God. That is real self-interest. So every intelligent man should first of all see to his self-interest. How to become free from this repetition of birth and death and go back to home, back to God. That is self-interest. And if we do not know and do not execute in that way, that means Krishna consciousness, then however we may be philanthropist, affectionate, very good economist, very good philosopher, everything is nonsense, mura. That is the statement that we should not remain mura, we should become intelligent and see to our self-interest, and that is the success of life. Thank you very much.